Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, 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 and one more welcome to the No BS Bishop, Alive to Love. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, and as a No BS Bishop, my purpose here, week in and week out, is to unpack, explore, and discover the principles of love that lead us beyond BS. You know what BS is, right? I hope you do. BS is bait and switch. It's when we bait people in with some kind of soft soap idea, and then we switch to the real ideas that we were really intending to say or do. I tell you that to be alive to love, we've got to get rid of bait and switch or other definitions of BS. We got to get rid of those nonsense ideas of pulling people into our lives and only offer love. To be a lover of life, a lover of other people, a lover of love itself. And so today I want to talk to you about falling into love with yourself. Yeah, I hope I've got your attention. So we'll get to that in a few moments. But what we do here regularly on the No BS Bishop is I try to keep me between the white lines of the highway by offering to you some steady eddy principles to start us off with and to conclude with. First, I'm going to read for you Love's Creed. Original to me, I wrote it many years ago as a New Year's resolution. And then over time, I edited it and shortened it and then added a few other nuances here and there. And now I've just come to enjoy it as a guidepost for me. But I also offer it here as a guidepost for what we do as we explore being alive to love. So I'll offer it to you in total now, and then I'll come back and I'll ask you to repeat after me, like a couple at a wedding altar would do. Repeat after me your vows. And then as you do that, I want you to savor the words. I really do. I mean this. I want you to savor what you say. When we say something out loud, even for just ourselves, something triggers inside of your consciousness. But when we say it for others, well, now we're accountable for what we said, right? I hope we're accountable. So when I give this to you, I want you to say it as a vow repeated with me later, but hear it in total now and consider the vow you would make. Consider, are these words that I want to seal into my consciousness? All right, here's Love's Creed. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Now there it is in total. If you'd like a copy of that, you can email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's randydeanministries, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail. Be happy to send you a copy. And I won't BS you. I won't bait and switch you and use your emailing address for some kind of illicit fundraising or anything else. I just would like to serve you with that. Okay? Now, repeat after me and savor what you say so that what you say becomes a part of your consciousness. Repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. As many times as I have said that creed for myself and on this radio broadcast, I still catch myself in some of the words where I know I've got to improve my game. I've got to up my commitment. I've got to learn to leave it all on the field, like athletes would say. That I'm needing my own creed to become my own life-changing truth. So I know it's true for me, and I would bet it's equally, if not more so, true for you. Now, as I have been doing now for a few months, I want to lead you in the Lord's Prayer, this staple prayer prayed by more people all over the earth for longer than any other prayer that I'm aware of. This prayer, 2,000 years old, given to us by Christ, is a substantial filter for our considerations of life. How life measures up and how we want life to measure up can all be found in the Lord's Prayer. I'm telling you, it's absolutely magical when you let it be this holy writ of your thinking, and it gives you a filter or a foundation to stand on when you say his prayer. So if you know the prayer, share it along with me. If you don't, just listen in and agree with it at whatever level you can. It's not, see, I people come to church sometimes, they think, oh man, if somebody sees me not knowing the Lord's Prayer, they're going to know I'm some kind of heathen or weirdo. And that's unfortunate. Churches, hear me carefully, love people enough that if they don't know the Lord's Prayer, and by the way, there's a bunch of people out there who don't be judging. Don't be sneaking a peek at them to see if they're moving their lips according to it. Just give grace and share the Lord's Prayer if you know it as a gift for anybody else around you just to hear it and partner with you, all right? So that's what I'm saying to you all listening. If you know it, awesome. If you don't know it, awesome. Just hear it along with me, and I'll carry you along in this prayer. Let us pray in the manner in which Christ taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I can never say the Lord's Prayer without something popping up in my mind that right there I need to pay attention to my day based on those words. So I offer to you, come along with me. Learn to make things like Love's Creed and the Lord's Prayer something that holds you steady day by day. Well, for 5 years now, I just finished my fifth year anniversary of doing this broadcast. I've been unpacking the principles and the power of love with you to engage your mind and your soul in a way that maybe it's never been engaged before. To know that love is not some simplistic fairy dust and unicorn rainbows and Cheerios. Love is tough. You don't have to say tough love, because love by itself is tough when it's understood for what it is. Love requires of us so much of our priorities and so much of our attentiveness in life. To know that when I'm given myself to love, then there's a whole lot of things in this big, wide, wild and spinning world that I can't go there with some people if I'm committed to love. I think you know what I mean, right? That if there are people that want to go to hate, if they want to go to criticism and judgment, if people want to have an ongoing conversation with you about the political vitriol and the poisons of local politics and gossip, if love is your guide and love is your creed, you know internally, I can't go there with you. And, That puts a lot of pressure on us. Some tension starts to rise, a good kind of tension. Did you know stress and tension are not all evil and bad? Because if it wasn't for stress and tension, you wouldn't have a car that would run. The internal combustion engine relies on stress and tension. If we didn't have stress and tension, you couldn't get on an airplane and fly anywhere, because there's got to be the laws of aerodynamics working against the metal on those wings, along with just enough propulsion to push those wings through the air. Stress and tension are our friends if, now hear me carefully, if there are positive principles, such as the law of aerodynamics and the internal combustion engine, or emotionally and spiritually, love. Love needs to put some stress and tension on our priorities, stress and tension on what we heed in life around us. Now, one of the stressors that I want to talk to you about today is falling into love for yourself. Almost every morning I start with a blessing for old age, because I know I'm not old. I'm only 71, but someday I will be old, and a blessing for my old age. I'm being silly. A blessing for old age, it says that it invites me every time I say it to fall into a love for myself, a love that I've never perhaps had in my life, to know that there's something about me lovable, not just for others to see and to enjoy, but for me to see and know that I can do this by love, because love is the captain of my vessel in this world and life. Love is the governing power of who Randy Dean is, and I'm inviting you to join me in that adventure. So that's why I unpack here every week for the last 5 years. How does love work? What does love look like? What does love do? Now, that's probably the most important part of this, because I can think love, I can consider love, meditate love, but if I don't do love, it's all for nothing. In fact, the most famous chapter in all of literature and the Bible is 1 Corinthians 13, and it says, if I give away my clothes, if I burn my body at the stake for being a martyr, but I have not love, it's for nothing. So everything I do, it must be that enormous generator, come from that enormous generator we call love. I've got a quote I want to share with you for today that helps to set my steering wheel going the right way, and it's by Richard Rohr, one of my favorite authors. He says this: there is a part of you that is love itself, and that is what we must fall into. That's where I get today's theme about falling into love with ourselves. That is what we must fall into. It is already there. Once you move your identity to that level of deep inner contentment, you will realize you are drawing upon a life that is much larger than your own, and from a deeper abundance. Whew, I like that. That you are drawing upon a life much larger than your own. In other words, you've joined your life to the greater life existentialism of love, that the greater life of, if you will, the ocean of love. And you've dropped your boat, your ship into the ocean of love, and now you're sailing in this grand adventure called love. And you're sustaining yourself in love, for love, toward all around you, because everything around you is love. And now you realize if your boat is in the ocean of love, there's something about you that is love itself. That's what gives your boat buoyancy. That goes back to what I said a moment ago about the law of aerodynamics and internal combustion engine. There's the buoyancy, the tension of your boat being love, floating in an ocean of love, so that you recognize there's something in you that is love itself. Love itself is already present with you, already working in you. There's a need for my consciousness not only to love others, but to recognize my love for others is going to be buoyant because I have a healthy, balanced, respected, intelligent love for myself, that I have discovered a love for myself through myself that runs from me toward all others around me, so that I'm dipping my paddle, if you want to go with the boat illustration some more, dipping my paddle on this canoe as I'm paddling along. My paddle is love, the ocean is love, and I'm moving me along by and with love. So it means that I love strangers. Why? Because that's the essence of me. I'm not looking to do something that I'm not already doing for and with myself. What happens through me towards strangers is what's happening in me toward myself. So let me give you some practical ideas of how to love yourself. I think one thing is that you give yourself grace for mistakes. Now, this is one I've got to learn and to hold on to day by day by day. I'm not patient with me and my mistakes. I will call myself names internally that I would never call my wife or my kids or my grandchildren, but I'll call myself a name for making a mistake. I mean, a simple mistake, a wrong turn on a journey in the car, or I think of something just as simple and basic as my wife Ginger and I enjoy Saturday morning pancakes. Well, maybe I forgot. Wait a minute. How much milk did I put in this mix? Oh, gosh. Well, I'm going to have to start all over again. You dummy, you idiot. What's wrong with you? Pay attention, Randy. That's internal conversation I can have. Now, if that's the way I live, and if I'm falling into that kind of living, guess what's going to come out from me toward others? I'm nurturing that sort of judgmentalism, shame, that sort of harshness on me, then I'm going to project that kind of harshness out from me. So it behooves me to learn to have an intelligent and balanced love for myself, to speak kindly with myself, laugh at myself if necessary, and be patient with my errors. To go back to the pancake recipe idea, if my error is just so lost on me that I don't remember what, you know, did I put a full cup of Bisquick, or did I do a measure of milk that was right to the cup of Bisquick? Start over and laugh at myself and recognize one cup of Bisquick is not going to end the world. Now, if I do it every day, two or three times a day forever, well, okay, now we got some waste going on. But one Saturday morning a week with one mistake is probably in terms of sheer financial loss, maybe 50 cents. I don't know. But truth is, it's not worth beating me up by me and my words. Falling into a love for myself will create for me a buoyancy in this world, a buoyancy that sustains my transportation through a very difficult world. And we do live in a difficult world. I'm convinced we don't live in any more of a difficult world than every generation prior to us. I think every generation has had its own unique stressors and challenges and pains and problems. But we still have all of the above. These stressors, these pains, these problems are unique perhaps to our generation, but they are not unique to the human race. So in that, knowing that there's no special kind of pain happening in my life right now that nobody else has had, well, then I can cut myself some grace and slack, can't I? Because if all generations before me have somehow survived their own mistakes, well, Randy Dean's going to survive his own mistakes as well. And I'm going to thrive if I can find a love for myself in myself. Again, Richard Rohr's quote says that there is a part of you that is love itself. We all have the buoyancy, the structures of love in us. Humankind is designed after the master design of the image of God. We're created in the perfect image of God. So in you, love is present. How do I know that? Good question. Here's the answer. God is love. Love is God. They who dwell in love dwell in God. He who dwells in God dwells in love. Love is God. God is love. You can't separate God from love. It's like oxygen is a certain chemical formula, and just by reaching up with my hands grabbing oxygen, I can't separate those chemical formulas. I'm just enjoying my breath, the next breath I take, to get enough oxygen in my lungs to keep on keeping on. Point is, God is love, and I'm just going to keep breathing and eating and sleeping according to love's creed. I'm going to keep on eating, breathing, and sleeping to regain energy to love, not hate, because hate is a foreigner to my image of God in me. Hate is an intruder, but love is a steady, as Richard Rohr said, there is a part of you and me that is love itself, and that is what we must fall into, is what he says. Oh, that's so good. It's already there. Now it's just a matter of moving our identity to that deep inner contentment, to realize that you're already drawing upon a life that is much larger than your own, and then you can from that form a deeper abundance and grow what's already growing in you, loving yourself. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. I'm suggesting rather strenuously here that there's no way for me to love my neighbor appropriately, intelligently, or with any kind of balance, unless I'm significantly and wisely loving myself. And sure, I get it. I can be unwise and selfish about loving myself, but that's the exception. It's not the rule. The rule is people who learn to love themselves with a full attachment to what the definition is can learn. They learn an abundance of patience with their own mistakes. They learn an abundance of a steady approach to life. And when that gets broken, everything else comes unglued. To love yourself is to love your neighbor. To love yourself is to love God. To love yourself is to love your enemies. Yeah, there's something else from Jesus. Loving your enemies. Which is, how dare I open that project up right now as we're down to the last 5-10 minutes of the broadcast. But loving my enemies demands something up out of me that must come from what Richard Rohr says. This is love itself that is part of me. And that is what I must fall into. To fall into a love that is love itself for me. Ooh. To love me in a way that's patient and graceful. To love me in a way that's pondering my frailties and my strengths and granting myself patience to move forward in life right there. Okay, I got to bring this love airplane in for a aerodynamic landing. And we do a couple of things to close. First of all, I invite you to be a good breathing person. Good breaths will train your heart, your mind, your energy to have energy for life. On the count of three, if you'll sit up straight and put your feet flat on the floor if it's possible, take the deepest breath you can. I'm just inviting you to practice now. Take that deep breath you can down into your belly, up against your diaphragm. Hold it for just a few seconds, and then exhale when I give you the clue. Here we go. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Give yourself that treat. It's free. You're not putting a dollar into an ATM a machine to buy oxygen. That oxygen's free. It's a gift from God. Enjoy that free gift. Often as you can, with as much pleasure as you know how. It'll slow your thinking down. It'll stop your speeding thoughts. And it'll give you an opportunity to love yourself just a tiny bit more. Now, the second I invite you to is I've been known for doing this now for all these 5 years. And I routinely run into people who have borrowed my phrase, and that's fine with me. I got no copyright on it. But I want you to join me in doing and saying, with full intention and eye contact, the three most magical, holy and charmed words in the human language. Those words are these: I love you. It can be awkward. It can be startling. But it's also life-saving. Who knows what the person you're speaking those words to, they haven't heard it in days, weeks, and God forbid, for months. Those words can save a life when you genuinely, with no BS, you just look someone in the eye, slow it down, smile, and say, I love you. Now, I'm the guy that is teaching you to do it, and I'm still catching myself occasionally throwing it out there too fast. I still catch myself not being fully engaged with eye contact, and I know that's something I'm going to work on more and more and more. But I know this, it's changed my life. I know this, it is changing the lives of other people that I have taught to do this. It brings me so much pleasure when somebody at one of the retreats that I helped conduct and other places will come to me and say, hey, Randy, I love you. Oh, it just makes my day. I mean, seriously, I almost have to look at the ground to see if I've floated 3 or 4 feet up above gravity when somebody says those magical words that I've challenged you to give. Give it a try. Say it to a friend, a family member, and maybe even a stranger. It will change you, and it will substantially change others who are on the receiving end. Biggest mistake we make is thinking we still have time, but that's a mistake. Let's learn to be present, to be kind, to love more, and love now, not later. Biggest mistake you'll make, thinking you got time, but we don't have that guarantee. Be present, be kind, love more, love now. And Mother Teresa said these words: go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. That's my challenge to you, along with Mother Teresa. Rise and shine. Go into the world with love burning inside your heart for yourself and for others. Make sure that you are the brightest light in any given room, knowing that ugly is getting done to death. Let's be the people of beauty. Let's do something beautiful, because ugly's had its day. Let's fill the world, the spaces around us, with beauty, even if it is a smile, holding a door open, saying good morning, good evening, nice to see you, tipping your heart, your hat, towards somebody with just the kindness of making sure that they know they've been seen. Well, thanks for being here again with me on this episode of Alive to Love. I'm the No BS Bishop. All lesser values than love just fall into a dark hole of non-application to a real life. Live your life for love. Love alone is credible. I wish you all happy trails and God bless you.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.